Scientists think they've found the reason for the disappearance of a bird that many of us find revolting. Vultures feed on carcasses of animals and people, but they are revered in some parts of the Indian subcontinent. And that's just one reason that people were concerned when so many vultures became carcasses themselves. A study in the journal Nature has unraveled this mystery. Rick Watson of the Peregrine Fund is one of the authors of that study, and he joins us now. And Dr. Watson, what's been killing off the vultures in India and Pakistan and Nepal?
Well, it's an interesting new problem. We've been investigating it since 2000, and just in the last year we've had some breakthrough discoveries. It turns out it's a pharmaceutical drug called diclofenac, which is used on livestock by veterinarians.
They're giving this drug to the livestock, to cattle and sheep and that sort of thing?
That's right. The principal food source for the vultures are the livestock, so they've depended on them. As a result of eating those carcasses of livestock, the vultures themselves are poisoned.
How bad has the devastation been among the vulture population?
Well, it began about 10 years ago, and in that time, the populations have declined by over 95%, and this refers to three different species of vulture. That's 1% of the entire diurnal, that is daily active, birds of prey of the world.
Why did this drug become so commonly used? Is it being overused?
It appears to have been introduced into India about 10 years ago in 1994 for use on livestock. It's an anti-inflammatory painkiller. People are using it on their livestock in much the same kind of way that humans might use ibuprofen or aspirin here. It has good therapeutic value. It relieves the animal of pain and inflammation very quickly. It's very effective.
Ibuprofen?
Yes, it's one of that class of drugs known as NSAIDs, non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, which are known to cause kidney failure in people as well as other animals, but under certain circumstances. It appears, though, in vultures that they're much more sensitive to this drug, and that if even tiny doses that are safe for mammals, the vultures die.
Mm. Have the authorities in India or Pakistan or Nepal shown any interest in stopping the use of this drug?
Well, the results have only just been published this week, and we've called a summit meeting with senior government representatives from India, Pakistan, and Nepal, which will happen next week in Nepal. And we hope to gain their commitment to ban the veterinary use of this drug at that time.
And are you hopeful that they may actually do that?
I think that the resolution of this problem and the recovery of these species, which are now critically endangered, is going to take at least two different kinds of action. One is the banning the veterinary use of diclofenac. It has to be taken out of the vulture's food source. And secondly, these birds have declined so dramatically that it's going to take a captive breeding and release effort to restore the species to not their former numbers, but at least to viable populations.
And if nothing is done, would these three species of vultures become extinct?
We believe so. We believe that one of them is very, very close to extinction already. We believe we have literally only a matter of months in which to take remedial action.
Here in the United States, Dr. Watson, as I'm sure you know, vultures don't have an exactly positive cultural role to play. People talk about the vultures circling, and it's not a good thing. Is that the way that people see vultures in South Asia?
Well, I think the vultures have been part of the lives of people there for so long. They're more or less ignored, but vultures used to be seen in the city of Delhi, literally roosting on the windowsills of the city like pigeons are in New York. So they've been there and part of their lives for a long time.
Aren't there also some tribes that expect the vultures to eat their dead, their human dead?
Well, yes, the Parsi community is a particular religious sect that for a long, long time has relied on vultures to consume their human corpses in a ritual known as sky burial. They don't cremate or bury their corpses. They allow vultures to consume them instead.
That doesn't sound very pleasant.
Well, depends on your point of view, I suppose. If you're a vulture or if you're a raptor biologist like I am, perhaps there's no better way to go than being consumed by a vulture and soaring off into the skies.
Well, Dr. Watson, good luck in trying to bring them back.
Well, thank you very much. I really appreciate the opportunity.
Rick Watson is International Programs Director of the Peregrine Fund. He joined us from the studios of KBSU in Boise, Idaho.